First of all, then, quite a game to come into. You've not played a great deal of football recently. How was it getting back into the swing of things against a Premier League team?
Well, it was a great game to come into, really. FA Cup, fourth round at home against the Premier League opposition. It's a bit of a baptism of fire, but that's what you work towards, really. And as you saw the performance, like, it was an excellent game come into, and the fans really got behind the lads and stuff.
How do you feel you did? Because I know our expert summariser, there was a lot of praise from up there on the gantry for you in settling in quickly.
Yeah, try to settle in as best as you can, but the lads are a terrific bunch of lads. Like, the gaffer always gets a good set, really. So, yeah, hopefully I did all right. Legs were feeling a bit the last 15 minutes, but when you've got the fans singing and stuff like that, you get through that, like, you battle through and stuff. But, yeah, really good day, and don't get me wrong, we could have ended up being the ones who were going through outright.
You like to bomb forward a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I think he died. Somebody. I think he died down a bit. I think he died down a bit the second half. Like, but no, well, like, we went down to 10 men and stuff, and you lads have just got to stick together. Really, it's all right. You're doing the forward play, but you've also got to do like the horrible bits of the game, and dig in. And lads show great character and stuff. And I know they had their fair chances, but on the break, I thought we looked really dangerous.
Because until the sending off, and it was a key part in the game, you were actually keeping them at arm's length. Yeah. In terms of actual saves to make, George Long hasn't had a great deal to do today.
No, when a Premier League team comes to your ground and stuff and they're having shots from 30, 35 yards, you think, thank you very much, really. So, and they, obviously, they got some tricky players, and sometimes they overdo it, do you know what I mean? But we dug in there, and like I say, I think, without being biased, I think we had just as many chances to win the game, like on the counter.
And the penalty, obviously you would have been slightly away from it, but what view did you take?
Oh, it's definite penalty. But no, I saw it from my angle, and it just looked a penalty, really, and you saw the fans' reaction. I know that they're going to say that behind the goal and stuff, but it did just look a penalty. I don't know if the ref was trying to even it up, if they thought they should have had a penalty first half, I don't know, but two wrongs don't make a right at the end of the day.
What about you then? How long has this deal, this association been prior to you coming here?
What do you mean exactly?
Well, when did Sheffield United first make contact about you coming to join the Blades?
I think there's a few clubs aware that I was playing at Cardiff, really, but my association with like the gaffer has been a long-standing one, really, and I know how he works and the sorts of people he likes working around him. That suits me down to the ground, really, just because it's League One. People shouldn't look down at that. It's a damn tough league, so it's it was somewhere where it's a traditional club, do you know what I mean? And somewhere I wanted, just after the few months I've had it somewhere, I wanted to just come and enjoy my football, really.
Was it almost a defining factor, the fact that you've known Nigel Clough for such a long time, in actually coming here?
Yeah, I think people are aware of that sort of thing, and yeah, I'm not going to lie, that's probably was the defining factor, really. And he tried to tell me what he's trying to build here and stuff like that, and as you saw today, if the lads carrying on that thing, then you never know, like, you know what I mean?
Was it always Sheffield United? Could you have gone elsewhere? Were there other offers to consider during this period?
Yeah, there's a couple of clubs that were interested, really, but as, like I say, after I'd moved to Cardiff and stuff, and the time I had up there, it wasn't necessarily the case of just finding basically somewhere the highest up in the league. It's about somewhere where I was going to enjoy my football and play football and just play week in, week out, really, and try to do my performance on the pitch where I'm going to enjoy my game.
So why has it not worked out for you at Cardiff as you would have liked then?
Maybe save that for another day, that question.
That's in the book.
Yeah, save that one for another day.
Because, from the outside looking in, you were obviously signed for decent money, and then they go and sign another right back for even more money five minutes later.
Yeah, you're probably just as well informed as I am, like, sort of thing, and I'll never know. I went there with the intention to play games. I left Derby was, to be fair, the best time I'd enjoyed my football, and it took a big decision to move away from there. And Cardiff come in offering Premiership football, and as everyone's seen, like, it hasn't worked out. But since like the new manager Ollie's come in, and Cardiff, been, like, since he's brought his staff, has been brilliant with me and explained my situation and where I was going, what I wanted to do, really. And he's done everything he can for me since he's been there. I think he understands with being a player, and he said if he can sort it, he will do. And obviously, I've got the chance now.
So what then does the future hold? Does it remain at Cardiff beyond or after the end of this season and this loan move, or is it Yeah, you in the shop window, are you looking now to move on? How do you see it?
I'm honestly not sure with you, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here now. My aim is still playing the Premier League because I've never been given a fair crack, really. But if things don't work out, then obviously there's some stuff that needs to be sorted and we can go from there. But at this moment in time, it's just till the end of the season here.
And you are here, and on Wednesday evening you'll be thrust into League One and another big test, let's be honest, against Peterborough.
Yeah, and I don't think they've had the best of runs at this moment in time, but like I say, you always see Peterborough as a team who's always going to be there or thereabouts, and so it's going to be another tough challenge, especially the effort the lads put in today, but sometimes you get through that tiredness on adrenaline, so hopefully we can take them to there.
It will be different circumstances. They might select a different team down there, and obviously it will be at Craven Cottage. But from what you've seen, I mean, can you fancy your chances of turning them over down there?
Yeah, if you don't believe, you'll never do it. Do you know what I mean? It's 11 guys against 11 guys at the end of the day. I found that wherever I've played, whether they might have a bit of quality even there. But like you've seen today, if the lads perform as they did today and restrict them to 30, 40-yard shots, then you never know. It's what the FA Cup's about. I know it's an old cliche, but you never know.